Blog Talk Radio.
I make them good girls go bad. I make them good girls go
good girls go.
Hello, everybody. Sorry about that. I just have to upload the Twitch just for a second. So, welcome to another edition of WFSO Aftermath. We're going to talk about AEW's pay per view, week in wrestling, and a topic that we're going to talk about that y'all voted on earlier today, and also your male and female wrestlers of the week. So we're going to go on the topic first. So we're just going to talk about that. Let me look for it. Let's see. Where is it?
Business was great, high end clients, maybe still there, so I shouldn't name names. Came to work one day and girl's desk.
Just give me a second here. I know that should have been the first thing I should look at, but there we go. The topics that we were gonna talk about was between who got a better women's roster on AEW or Impact? How do you feel about Mr. McMahon telling wrestlers that they can't make extra money on the side? Why SmackDown starting to suck? And why Raw is better than WWE's pay-per-views as of late? So what was voted for the most votes was the first one I said, who got better's women roster, AEW or Impact? So just going to talk about this for a little bit. And the reason I say, like, I always say Impact got better women wrestlers than AEW. And although it only started AEW on his first, well, end of his first year run, the start of his second year run, like, it's still kind of new. And, like, although they got some women on there, but you don't got them all different women wrestling every week. Although you got them on AEW Dark, but you also got, you know, at least have like a couple of them wrestle on AEW Dynamite, which they should have done. That's just my opinion on that, by the way. I think they should, like, although they did good with the AEW Tag Team Tournament, I thought it was going to be for a title, but just it was the winners of the Tag Team Tournament only won, like, a trophy, which I thought would be a little bit different. Just wish they probably should have added, like, the tag team, like a tag team title for them. But let me anyways, with, like, Impact, you know, since almost a lot of women that they had, because they once, before WWE, had their own women's tag team titles, which I guess you don't see that anymore because of, I don't know what was with the change of ownership and things like that. They just dropped it. Yeah, there's a lot of things that Impact be dropping. And just, like, why with the, why would they drop some of the titles, and why would they just let it go? So I will give, like, a slight edge to, well, I will give the edge to Impact, because it's like they're doing a little bit more with their women wrestlers than what AEW is doing. So that's what I think about. Okay, that's already happening. But that would be my opinion on me thinking that Impact women wrestlers are better than, got a better women roster than AEW. Because, like I say, AEW don't have that many. But this is, talk about the news. They was mentioned that AOP has been released. I think it was over the weekend that it happened. But I understand some people's opinions on why it was a good thing that WWE, and people say why it was bad for tag teams that can, you know, check for the titles, which they should have kept them. In my opinion, I think they should have kept them. But I can understand why they didn't keep them. Okay. And a some early on what they called AEW buy-in, AJ had like a wardrobe malfunction, and I guess Jim Ross made a joke that everybody took seriously, but if it was Jerry the King Lawler that would have said something, everybody would have clapped. But I'm not upset for Jim Ross saying for what he said, he was making a joke. But just people need to take it lightly. Hey, girl. Let us see. We talked about their release, and we're talking about.
It's really messy, right? That makes the house so dark. But the rats love it, so.
Let's see, where is it?
What you doing? Come here.
Well, I wouldn't fire up your chainsaw just yet, Ron. It's a very competitive market.
There's no fire.
I really shouldn't say.
Let's see if y'all saw what happened with Matt Hardy. Let's see. Up on his this is a terrible idea. Just give me a as many as situation and how they handle it, which they only checked them out for one minute, then continue with the match, and everybody thought like the match would be over, like it could have been, you know, he just couldn't continue and find a way for like to bring him back in, because it was the case of if Hardy would have lost, he would have left AEW. But they was also like fans, stands and things like that. You know, fans were all out. Was this good? I'm thinking like some other, you know. I think ROH should start, you know, having fans instead of doing these, you know, segments about just one wrestler all for like a whole hour, which is good too. But you know what I'm saying. But let's see what the next issue is. Maybe Carmen. Be shutting down You guys know all going to be my name.